Masters of Consciousness. Over the past year, something very interesting has happened within our Chambra community. As Adamus began speaking more directly about artificial intelligence, and especially following the Sea Change event, reactions have ranged from enthusiastic curiosity to deep discomfort. Some Chambra have embraced AI as a fascinating and practical tool. Some have felt unsettled, even concerned that Crimson Circle was somehow shifting into a focus on technology. Some have even chosen to leave, feeling that we're becoming too AI-oriented or moving away from our metaphysical roots. I understand those reactions. If you spent years moving beyond the mental realm, beyond systems and structures and the very density of mass consciousness, the last thing you might expect is that your resident ascended master would be speaking about algorithms and artificial intelligence. It can feel like an unexpected turn, a big sea change. But from where I stand and from what I feel, this is not a deviation of our path. It is the culmination of it. If you look at what's happening in the world right now, you can sense that things are heating up. In the past month alone, major news services have reported on high-level resignation inside AI companies. Researchers at Anthropic and OpenAI have publicly stepped down, citing concerns that AI development is accelerating faster than society's wisdom and faster than governance structures can keep pace. Some have warned that commercial pressures, such as advertising models, monetization strategies, competitive races towards even more powerful systems, that these could distort priorities and amplify risk. One departing researcher wrote that the world is in peril, not because of a single dramatic event, but because of the trajectory of AI. Others have voiced concerns about manipulation, about the incentives that could arise when highly personalized AI systems are tied to profit models. These are not fringe voices. These are people deeply embedded in the development of technology itself. And while there's always a degree of drama in public resignations, the broader theme is unmistakable. Humanity is grappling with the rapid amplification of intelligence without a corresponding amplification of consciousness. But here's the key point. AI is not the story. It is the mirror. What we are witnessing is human intelligence being externalized for the first time in history, automated and scaled at a pace that surprises even the experts. Tasks once considered uniquely human are now performed in seconds. Creative content can be generated at scale. Patterns are detected instantly. Decision-making is increasingly influenced by algorithms. For some, this feels like liberation. For others, it feels like displacement. Beneath both reactions lies a deeper existential question that is quietly emerging into collective awareness. If intelligence is no longer uniquely human, then what is it? That question is not technological, it's metaphysical. And we've been exploring it as Crimson Circle and Chambra for 25 years. We didn't spend a quarter century integrating aspects, releasing ancestral boundaries, moving beyond victim consciousness, learning to allow energies to serve us, and embodying the master simply to retreat when humanity reaches a pivotal point. Everything we've done, from aspectology to the sexual energy school, from threshold to master code, from the early days of releasing duality to the more recent explorations of new sentience, has been in preparation for remaining sovereign in the midst of profound change. Not escaping the world or fighting it, and not trying to fix it, but standing within it as embodied consciousness. We are not here to compete with machines, nor to rescue humanity from technology. And we're certainly not here to evangelize AI as some kind of new spiritual path. Artificial intelligence, it can process information, recognize patterns, assist in creation, and simulate interaction, but it does not originate presence. It does not wake up in the morning and say, "I am." It does not choose awareness. That distinction becomes increasingly important as intelligence becomes abundant. When intelligence is scarce, it is prized. When intelligence is everywhere, consciousness becomes the differentiator. That's a very important statement. When intelligence is everywhere, consciousness becomes the differentiator. Some Chambra have felt uneasy with the focus on AI because it seems to pull us back into the mental realm. Yet what Adamus has been emphasizing is not glorification of the intelligence, not the human mental intelligence, but the clarification of it. He has spoken extensively about intelligence before moving further into sentience, precisely because humanity is enthralled by mental intelligence. Faster, smarter, more efficient, more predictive. These are the metrics by which progress is measured. But intelligence alone does not create fulfillment, wisdom, or passion. It does not create meaning. AI is simply making that fact impossible to ignore. The current wave of insider warnings and resignations underscores this tension. When those who are building the systems begin publicly questioning the pace, the incentives, and the governance structures, it reveals a deeper imbalance, power expanding faster than collective maturity. Some frame it in terms of existential risk. Others focus on societal disruption, job displacement, manipulation of attention, or erosion of privacy. Regardless of the specific concern, the underlying issue is the same. Intelligence is accelerating. Consciousness must not lag behind. And this is where we come in. Not as activists or reformers, not as saviors, but as masters of consciousness. I love that phrase, masters of consciousness, because it captures something essential. We're not masters of energy in order to control it. We're not masters of information in order to dominate it. We're not masters of systems in order to restructure society. We are masters of consciousness, which means we are present, sovereign, and aware while everything else evolves. There's a vast difference between inflicting light and radiating it. The world does not need more spiritual crusades. It needs embodied clarity. It needs individuals who are not destabilized by acceleration, not seduced by fear narratives, and not compelled to react. When I look back over the past 25 years of Crimson Circle, I see preparation for precisely this moment. We have learned to live in the and. We have learned to allow energy to serve the master. We've learned that our sovereignty does not depend on external structures. We have learned that consciousness is the true creative force. None of that is abstract metaphysics. It was the groundwork. Humanity now stands at a crossword where intelligence and consciousness are visibly diverging. The temptation will be polarization, utopian promises on one side, apocalyptic fears on the other. Chambra are not here to swing between the poles. We're here to remain centered. This is not ego. It is timing. Many of us felt, long before we could articulate it, that we chose to incarnate during a pivotal shift on the planet. Not to prevent it or to control it, but to be here as it unfolds. The rise of AI is one expression of that shift, but a very major expression. Climate, geopolitics, economic systems, cultural fragmentation, all of these are part of the broader transformation. Artificial intelligence simply accelerates the mirror of all these other things. It shows humanity itself amplified. So what is our role? To remain aware, to demonstrate sovereignty, to embody consciousness so steadily that it naturally influences the field without force. As intelligence becomes automated, the value of presence increases. As systems optimize, the importance of wisdom grows. As algorithms predict, the power of conscious choice becomes more visible. If AI fascinates you, explore it as a tool. If it doesn't interest you, that's perfectly fine. This is not about becoming technologists. It's about understanding the landscape we are living in and choosing how we stand within it. Let the machines calculate. Let the systems analyze. Let the markets react. You remain aware. We are certainly not late for this moment. As a matter of fact, we're taking a leading edge in it. We're not off track. We're not abandoning spirituality for technology. We're stepping into the reason, the very reason we came here. And Adamus notes that AI is just a stepping stone for Chambra. Soon, we will embody our own mirror to the point where it becomes an internal facet rather than an external device. But right now, it serves a valuable purpose, and at the same time, it gives us the opportunity to add our light to the AI field. We are masters of consciousness. This, dear Chambra, is exactly the time we chose to be here.